Today's Amud is Ma'ilkatan Tazayinim Abayz. We're holding on Tazayinim and Aleph, about 8-9 lines from the bottom, by the words Tan Rabbanan. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, a nidoi pachos mishloishim yoyim. There's no such thing as nidoi being less than 30 days, which we had before might only be referring to nidoi when it's for apikorsis, when it's for someone who disparages the Talmud Chacham. However, when it comes to nidoi for dinei mamonis, for not listening to Bezdin, so then we apply the rule of tut asar v'tut shari. But otherwise, a nidoi pachas mishlei shimyoin, nidoi has to be a minimal sentence of 30 days. Ve'ein nezifa pachas mishivas yamim, and nezifa has to be a minimum sentence of 7 days. Nezifa is very similar to nidoi. It's basically self-imposed nidoi. It's when the Talmud Chacham, who was disparaged, doesn't put the person into nidoi. Instead, the person realizes on his own what he did wrong, and he puts himself into like a self-imposed nidoi. That's nezifa. So nezifa has to be a minimal sentence of 7 days. Va'afa pishein ra'iludavar zecheludavar. We don't have mamish proof, but we have a remez to this halacha shenemar, as the pasuk says, va'avia yarak yarak b'faneha haloi sichalim shivas yamim. It says by Miriam after she said lashon hara. It says if a person would spit. If her father would spit in her face, wouldn't she be embarrassed for 7 days? So to Miriam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got upset at her, so she has to stay in seclusion for 7 days. And therefore, Klal Yisrael had to wait for Miriam. Now, it's not mamish or raya, it's just a zecher, because Lamaisa over there was tzara, so there's stam, it's the din of a mitzayra, so she had to be chutz l'machne for shivas yamim. It's not necessarily because of this nezifa, so it's not mamish araya, but it's a zeich ledavar. Amar Rav Chista, says Rav Chista, that nidoi shalanu, our nidoi in chutz laaretz, is not as intense as nidoi in Eretz Yisrael, and rather it's kenezifa shalahen, it has like the length, at least, of the nezifa of those in Eretz Yisrael, meaning our nidoi is only for 7 days. When nezifa did do shiva, and their nezifa was 7 days, so our nidoi, which is like their nezifa, is also only going to be 7 days. Ask the Gemara v'sulai, in chutz la'aretz, nidoi is only 7 days? Is that really true? It's not 30? V'harab Shimon bar Rebbe, ubar kapara. There was a story with Rab Shimon, the son of Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So Rab Shimon, the son of Rebbe, and bar kapara, havu yasvi v'kagarsi, they were sitting and they were learning together, and kashaluhu shmaitza, they had a shaila, they had a kasha on that which they were learning. So Amar le Rab Shimon, Bar Kapara. So Rav Shimon said, Rav Shimon, the son of Rebbe, he said to Bar Kapara that Davar Zeh Tzarech Rebbe. Now we need my father for this. We need Rebbe to really give us clarity on this sugya. And Amar Le Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara said back to Rav Shimon. He said back to him, Amar Le Bar Kapara, Rav Shimon, Uma Rebbe Oimer B'Davar Zeh. Now, no, what's Rebbe going to do to help us with this? Even Rebbe isn't able to answer and explain to us this sugya. So Reb Shimon got insulted for his father's honor. Azon Amar Leilavu, he went and he told his father, he told Rebbe what Bar Kapara had said about him. The Chavetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara and Klal Zayin and the Ber Mayim Chaim and Oisid Ches, he deals with the halachic aspect of this, Mitzad Hilchos Lashon Hara, how Reb Shimon was allowed to tell his father about what Bar Kapara had said. But Lamaisa, said that's what happened. He went and he told Rebbe, he told him what Bar Kapara had said. And Ikbad, and Rebbe got upset. So also Bar Kapara l'schazuyele. Eventually, some point later, Bar Kapara, he went to go see Rebbe. And Amar le Bar Kapara, eini makir chama'ilam. And Rebbe said to Bar Kapara, he said, I don't recognize you. I don't remember who you are. So yada denakan milsa. So Bar Kapara realized that he had done something incorrect. So he went and he was mekayim nezifa for himself, on himself, for 30 days. So that's already the kasha. You see over here that nezifa, the nezifa was for 30 days, not just 7 days. So nezifa is 30 days. And shuv pamach, so the kasha is not, if our nidoi is really only 7 days, the kasha, we said that our nidoi is like the nezifa in Eretz Yisrael. Nezifa in Eretz Yisrael is 7 days. The Gemara is asking, is that really true that nezifa in Eretz Yisrael is only 7 days? We see over here, this story was in Eretz Yisrael, that's where Rabbeinu HaKadosh lived, and Bar Kapara was naig nezifa on himself, and he was naig the nezifa for 30 days. And Shuv Pam Echad, there was another story that Gazar Rebbe Shelo Yishnu Tamidim Bashuk. Another story with Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael that Rebbe was Gazar Gzeira that people shouldn't teach their Tamidim outside in public. Perhaps talking about Seder Satira. He said that people shouldn't teach their Tamidim in public. So my Darash, what did he darshan to come up with such a halacha? He said based off the pasuk Chamuke Yerichayich Kamei Chaloim. That the pasuk compares Torah to a person's thigh, to Yerechayich. So Ma Yerech Beseser, just like a person's thighs are covered, they're hidden, the person covers their thighs, Mitzad Hilchos Tznias, Av Divrei Torah Beseser. So it says it's like Chalom, it's like pearls, referring to Divrei Torah, so too Divrei Torah is supposed to be Beseser, it's not supposed to be public, it's supposed to be covered up, it's supposed to be hidden. So that was the Gzeira that Rebbe had made. And Lamaisa Yatza Rebbe Chia went, Ushana Lishne Bnei Achav Bishuk, and he went and he taught his two nephews, the sons of his brother, he taught them in the Shuk. Now who was Rebbe Chia's brother? Rebbe Chia's brother was Rav. His nephew was Rav, and that's actually one of the people that he taught. So Rebbe Chia went and he taught in publicly. He taught the Rav ul Rabba Bar Barchana. He taught Rav and Rabba, who were the sons of Barchana. So Rebbe Chia, he seems like he went against the Gzeira of Rebbe. Rebbe made a Gzeira not to teach Torah in public, and Rebbe Chia went anyways and he taught his two nephews in public. So Shama Rebbe and Ikbat. Rebbe found out about this and he got upset. So Asa Reb Chia les Chazuye Lei. At some point later, Reb Chia went to go see Rebbe and Amar Lei, and Rebbe made fun of Reb Chia, and he said to him, "Iya." Reb Chia couldn't pronounce his chesses, so he says to Reb Chia, he says, "Iya," making fun of the fact that he couldn't pronounce a ches. Mi kairu l'cha b'chutz? Who's calling you outside? Basically, kicking him out of the room. So Yada Benaka Melsa Bedate. So Reb Chia realized that he had insulted Rebbe, that he did something wrong, and Nagdi Zivusa Benafshe. And again, says the Gemara, he was naig Nazifa for how long? For 30 days. So again, Sakasha, you see that Nazifa in Eretz Yisrael is not 7 days, Nazifa is 30 days. Before we get back to the Teretz, the Gemara just continues with the story, that B'yoyim Tlasin on the 30th day of Rebbe Chia's Nazifa, Shalach Leito, so Rebbe sent a messenger to Rebbe Chia, and he told him, come back. Hadar Shalach Leito Deloy Leisei. However, then he sent to Rebbe Chia, he sent the new messengers, or the same messengers, he sent them back, and he said, never mind, tell Rebbe Chia not to come. So says the Gemara, before continuing the rest of the story, just to explain this part, Meikara Meisavar, L'Bosayif Meisavar, what's the deal with Rebbe? At first he sent Shluchim, go tell Rebbe Chia, come back, then he said, no, tell him not to come back. So what did he hold originally that he told him to come back, and what did he hold in the end that he said not to come back? And again, this was on the 30th day of the Nazifa. So says the Gemara that Meikara Savar mixes a Yoyim Kekula. At first, Rebbe held that mixes a Yoyim Kekula. And therefore, since it's the 30th day, so the 30th day, even just part of the day, counts as the entire day. It's as if the Nazifa already lasted the full term of 30 days, and therefore he sent the messengers to go to Rebbe Chia to come back. However, Ulubasaif Savar Loyamina Mixasayim Kekulai, in the end he figured that really we don't say Mixasayim Kekulai, perhaps because it's a unit of 30 days, it's not individual days, it's a unit of 30, and therefore you can't say Mixasayim on the 30th day, that should be like the entire day. So at the end he understood that no, we don't say Mixasayim Kekulai, and that's why he sent the messengers back to Rebbe Chia, and he said, never mind, don't come back. Lamaisa, now continuing the story, that L'Soif Asa, in the end, Rebbe Chia did come back. Apparently he didn't get the memo, the second one, that he wasn't supposed to come back. So he came back, and Amar Lei, Rebbe says to him, Amai Asis, why did you come back? Didn't you understand? I sent messengers to you not to come back. So Amar Lei, so Rebbe Chia said back to Rebbe, what do you mean, why did I come back? The Shalach Limar Delese, because you sent me messengers, I'm supposed to come back, so that's why I came back. So Rebbe says back, yeah, but v'hashalchi lach deloy tesi. But then I sent you messengers not to come back. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Chiya responded that Zeh Reisi v'Zeh Lei Reisi. Now, no, I only got the first messengers. I only saw the first message. I didn't see the second message, and that's why I came back. So Lamaisa Kari Alei, Rabbi said about Rabbi Chiya about this, that Ashkacha had it, that Rabbi Chiya came back early. He said about this, Birtzeis Hashem Darki Ish Gam Oivav Yashlem Itoy, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that when there's a person who Hashem favors him, so Gam Oivav Yashlem Itoy, Hashem will make it that even his enemies will make peace with him. And that's what Rabbi said about Rabbi Chiya, that because of Kadosh Baruch Hu favors him, so therefore he Ashkacha had it, Hashem made it, that Rabbi would make peace with him a day early, that he came back a day early, and that even his enemies, so to speak, that Rabbi would make peace with him. So now, my time of Avid Marhachi. So then Rabbi continued the story. The Gemara continues the story, and Rabbi said to Rabbi Chiya, continuing the conversation, he says, what's Takab Shah? Why did you do that? Why, if I made the Gzehra not to teach Torah publicly, so why did you disobey me? What were you thinking? What were you doing? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Chiya said back, because I have a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Chachma is b'chutz tareina." It says that you're supposed to sing out. Chachma sings out b'chutz and outside in the streets. So Torah is supposed to be public. So Amar Lei, Rabbi said back to Rabbi Chiya that im karisa leishanisa. If you read the pasuk one time, you obviously didn't learn it the second time. When you do chazara, you get a deeper understanding. You don't have a deeper understanding of this pasuk. You obviously didn't learn it the second time. Vim shanisa, and if you'll tell me that you did learn it the second time, so then obviously leishilashda, you didn't learn it the third time because you're missing some clarity in the pasuk. Vim shilashda leipershulucha, and if you did learn it the third time, it means you still didn't get the right pshat. That chachmeis bechutz taraina, what the pasuk means is kederava. What it really means is like Rava said, the amen Rava darshind that kol ha'isik b'tayra mi befnim tayrasai machrezes alav mi bechutz. That what the pasuk means is that if a person learns tayra b'seser, if a person learns it privately like you're supposed to, so then the chachma itself will announce his greatness outside. Means that people will listen to him. That's what the pasuk means. It doesn't mean you're supposed to be isik and tayra in public. It means do it privately. And if you do it privately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it that the Torah will be machrezes alav mi bachutz, and people are going to listen to him, people are going to respect him. Now I asked the Gemara Stam aside Kasha on the Gzeira, on Rebbe's Gzeira. So that's the end of the story. Now the Gemara is a Kasha on Rebbe's Gzeira. Rebbe made a Gzeira that you're not supposed to learn Torah in public. Ask the Gemara of Aksiv, the Pasuk says, that Loimi Raish Baseser Dibarti. That Kadosh Baruch Hu says that in the beginning, meaning by Matan Torah, I didn't speak in Baseser in private. I said it in front of everybody. I gave the Torah to Klai Yisrael in front of everybody. So you see, Torah is not supposed to be learned specifically in private. It's even public. Says the Gemara, no, Ahu b'yayma dekala. That's referring to something like the yayma dekala, which is a public drasha, so that in a chanami, that's supposed to be in public. Perhaps what we were talking about is Sisrei Taira, other parts of Taira that are supposed to be more private, but this, it says, loy mireish b'seisa dibarti, that's talking about yayma dekala, a public drasha, so that in a chanami, it's not supposed to be private. Says the Gemara of Reb Chiya, Hay Chamuka Yerechayech May Avila. Now what is Reb Chiya? Reb Chiya who disobeyed Rabbi's Gezera. Reb Chiya learned Torah in public. So what does he do with the fact that the Pasuk says, Chamuka Yerechayech K'may Chalayim, that the Torah, that the Pasuk compares the thigh to Torah, that just like the thigh is Beseser, so to Torah is supposed to be Beseser. What does Reb Chiya do with this Pasuk? Says the Gemara, Mukila Bitztako Ubegemilas Chasadim. He says it's not talking about Torah, it's talking about charity, Tzedaka, and Gemilas Chasadim and Chesed, and that those things are supposed to be done in private. But again, the reason why we mentioned this story and the story before this with Bar Kapara is because you see that Alma Nazifa did too. Plus, in Yoyim, you see that Nazifa in Eretz Yisrael is not just 7 days. Nazifa is actually 30 days. So says the Gemara, no, Nazifa's Nasi Shani. Really, Nazifa in Eretz Yisrael is only 7 days. Ah, these two stories, Nazifa was 30 days. That's because here we're talking about Nazifa that comes from a Nasi, from disparaging and doing something against the Nasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, so that's why the Nazifa was longer, that's why it was 30 days. Now says the Gemara, so we said that our Nidoy is like the Nezifa in Eretz Yisrael, and it's only 7 days, bar not including the Nezifa from a Nasi, but otherwise standard Nezifa in Eretz Yisrael, 7 days, and that's the length of our Nidoy. Our Nidoy is 7 days. So ask the Gemara, the Nezifa didon kamahave. How long is our Nezifa? Nezifa in Chutz Laaretz, how long is the Nezifa supposed to be for? Says the Gemara, chad yoyimo, it's supposed to be just for 1 day. Ki hada Shmuel ubar Ukva, like the story that happened with Shmuel and Mar Ukva. Shmuel, who was the greater of the two, but Mar Ukva, Lamaisa, was the Nasi. So, what happened was, is, Kiavu Yasvi Garsi Shmaitza, when they would sit down to learn, Have a Yasiv Mar Ukva, Kameh de Shmuel, Baricha Garba Amais. So Mar Ukva, out of respect for Shmuel was, it was his Rebbe, so he would sit out more than 4 Amais away from him, out of respect. V'chiavu Yasvi Bedina, however, when they would sit and down a case, so Lamaisa Marukva was the Nasi. So Havi Yosef Shmuel Kameh de Marukva Baricha Garba Amais. So Shmuel would make sure to sit outside of Marukva's Dalad Amais because to give respect for Marukva that he was the Nasi. Now Afal Pikin, even though Marukva was so to speak in front of Shmuel, still Lamaisa Marukva wanted to hear what Shmuel had to say about the case because Shmuel was his Rebbe. So Vahavu Chayki Leiduchta LeMarukva B'Tzivsa. So they carved out a place lower down from Marukva to sit on top of these tzivsa, on top of these mats. V'Yisa V'Lave, and he would sit on it. Kihechi D'Lishtamu Mile, in order that he would be able to hear, he'd be low down and be able to hear Shmuel's words. Now Kol Yoyima have a Malavi LeMarukva LeShmuel Adushpiza. Every single day, so Marukva, after they would sit and down whatever case they were downing, Marukva would go and escort Shmuel until Shmuel's lodgings. He would bring Shmuel, he would escort him to his house. Yom Echad, one day, Itzrid Bedine, Marukva was turred in the den, his mind was busy with the den, and have Azul Shmuel Basrei. So Shmuel and Marukva left late, and he completely forgot about taking Shmuel home. So Marukva afterwards started heading home, and here was the opposite. Have Azul Shmuel Basrei. Shmuel started following Marukva. Kimatul Abesei, when they got to Marukva's house, so Amar Lei, Shmuel says to Marukva, Loi Nagalach, Lishre Lei Mar Betigrei, is it not late enough? Why don't you let me go home already? Tell me that I could go home. So Yada Denaka Milsa Bedaite, so Marukva realized that Shmuel was telling him, was giving him Musar, that he didn't walk him home that night, and Marukva realized that he did something that was wrong. So Nag Nezivusa Benafshe, Chad Yoima. So he was Nag Nezifa, how long? This is Nezifa in Chutz La'aretz. Shmuel lived in Bavel. It was Nezifa of Chad Yoima, like we said, that Nezifa in Chutz La'aretz is only for 1 day. And says the Gemara, another story, Ahi Itza, the Havas Yasva, Beshvila, Beshvila. There was a certain lady that was sitting inside of the road, and Havas pushed the Karo, and she had her legs sticking out, the Kamenifa Chushlai, and she was peeling some barley, the Havachalav Vazal Tzobr Mirabana, and a certain young Tamu Chacham was passing by, Veloyi Kanami Kame, and Lamaisa, this lady, she didn't move to leave room for the Tzobr Mirabana. So the Tzorban Merabanan had to squeeze through. And Amar, he said about this lady, Kamachatzifa, he itza, how she's such a mechutzif, that she doesn't show me respect, she doesn't move out of the way. So also the Kamid Rav Nachman, Lamaisa, she came in front of Rav Nachman, she wanted to know now what she's supposed to do. And Amar Lam, Rav Nachman said to her, Mishmat Ashamta Mipume, did you hear him say that you're a Nidoy? And Amar Lay Loy, and so she responded, the lady said, and no, he never actually said those words that I'm a Nidoy. So Amar Lam, so at that point, Rav Nachman said to her, okay, fine, so you're not a Nidoy, but Zili Nahigi Nezivuso Chadiyayim Benafshech. You should still be Naig Nezifa, that's all. That self-imposed nidoy, so you should self-impose yourself to nidoy, which is nezifa, and you should do it for how long? Again, just for 1 day, because again, this was a chutz la'aretz, and a chutz la'aretz nezifa is only for 1 day. Another story says the Gemara Zutra Bar Tovia have a kaposik sidra kameder of Yehuda. That Zutra Bar Tovia, he was reading over and some psukim in front of Rav Yehuda. And kimato lahay psuka, when he got to the following pasuk of Ve'ela Divrei David Ha'achreinim, that these are the words of David, which is mashman words of Nevua Ha'achreinim, the later ones. So Amar Lei, so Zutra Bar Tovia, he asked Rav Yehuda, and he said to him, Achreinim Michal V'ikarish. Rishayna, is from the fact that the Pasuk says that these are the later words of David's Nevuah, it's mashma that there were earlier words. And he asked Rav Yehuda, Rishayna Maininu, what are these earlier words of Nevuah that David HaMelech had? Where do we find that there were earlier words of Nevuah? And Shasik, Lamaisa, Rav Yehuda was quiet, he didn't know, V'loi Amarle, V'loi Midi, so he didn't say anything. So Hadar Amarlei, Zutra Bar Tuvia, perhaps he understood that Rav Yehuda just didn't hear him. So Hadar Amarlei, again he says to him, or maybe he thought he just didn't understand the question, again he says to him, Achreinim Echad Yikar Rishainim, that he said that these are the later words of David HaMelech's Nevuah. It's Mashma, there's Rishainim, there's earlier ones. Rishainim Mayhi, what are the earlier words of Nevuah? So Amarlei, so finally Rav Yehuda, he snaps back, so to speak, at Mar Zutra, at Zutra Bar Tuvia, and he says to him, Maydaitcha, why are you questioning me so much about this? Because you think that a person who doesn't know the meaning of this pasuk, so he's obviously not a big Talmud Chacham, he's not a great man, and you're making fun of me that I'm not a great man. Zutra Bar Tuvia realized that he did something improper to Rav Yehuda. Maybe it was not a mistake, but Lamaisa, he was Mevazah Rav Yehuda, and once again, another story in Chutzlaretz that he was Noig Nazifa by for himself for one day. Like we said, the Nazifa in Chutzlaretz is only one day. Now, before we continue the Gemara wants to know, what's Taka Pshat in the Pasuk? You know, he said a story, he asked Rav Yehuda, what's Pshat in the Pasuk? Rav Yehuda didn't know, a whole story. Okay, B'lamaisa v'da'asan Allah, miha, at least now that we're on the topic, Achreinim Mechal Dika Rishainim, Rishainim Ayi, ask the Gemara, Shaila, that it's Masha from the Pasuk, that there were earlier words of Nevuah, of David HaMelech, what were these earlier words of Nevuah that we find by David HaMelech? So says the Gemara, the answer is that really it's an answer that the question is a mistake. Is that Divrei David doesn't mean Nevuah. Rather, what the Pasuk means is Vayidaber David Hashem is Divrei Ashir Azois, B'yoyim Hitzel Hashem Oisa Mikaf Kol Oivav Mikaf Shol, that it's referring to the Divrei Rishayim is not referring to Divrei Nevuah. It's just referring to other words of David, specifically this, that David HaMelech, he sang a Shira when he was saved from Shaul. So Amar Leah HaKadosh Baruch Hu David. When David HaMelech sang the Shira for being saved from Shaul, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, he said to him, David, Shira ato Aimer al Mepalto Shal Shaul, you're singing Shira about the downfall of Shaul HaMelech, El Mole ato Shaul v'hu David, if not for the fact, if it would have been reversed, if we would reverse it, that you would be Shaul, and he would be David, meaning if your mazalis were reversed, I would have destroyed many Davids because of Shaul. Meaning, you're not necessarily any greater than him. It's just because you have a different mazel, and that's the way it worked out. It's not because you're actually greater than Shaul. And Haynu Dichsiv, that's what the pasuk means when it says, after David HaMelech sang the Shira, it says, Shigayon lo David asher shar l'Hashem al divrei Kushi ben Yamini. That it was a mistake lo David. It was Shigayon lo David that he sang to Hashem al divrei Kushi ben Yamini, referring to Shaul. Now the Gemara explains why is Shaul called Kush? V'chi Kush Shemai, is Kush really his name? V'aloi Shaul Shemai, wasn't his name Shaul? Elama Kushi Mishunah Ba'iroi, just like a Kushi, someone who has dark skin, so he's strange relatively, he's strange in his skin tone, his skin color. Av Shaul Mishunah B'maisav, so too Shaul was strange in his Maisav, meaning he was so great, he had such Maisav Taivim, he was Mishunah B'maisav. And Ki Yotze B'davar HaTa'imer, we find a similar idea. The Pasuk says al oidei sa isha kushes asher lakach, that Moshe Rabbeinu, he had married the isha kushes v'chi kushes shema v'olei tzipayra shema, wasn't his wife's name tzipayra, ela ma kushes mishuna ba'ira af tzipayra mishuna b'maaseha, just like a kushes is mishuna in her skin color, so to tzipayra was Mishunah B'maaseha, that she was such a tzadeikah, she had such Maisim Tovim. And Kiyaitse B'davar HaTa'imer, another example is Vayishma Evim Melech HaKushi, and again the Gemara asks, V'chikushi Shemai V'loi Tzidkiya Shemai, his name was Tzidkiya, not Kushi, Elam HaKushi Mishunah B'ayrei Av Tzidkiya Mishunah B'maaseha. It's coming to teach us that Tzidkiya had tremendous Maisim Tovim. And one final drasha like this, says the Gemara, Kiyaitse B'davar HaTa'imer, Hello, Divrei Kushiyim Atem Li Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Klal Yisrael like Kushiyim. V'chi Kushiyim Shemon is Klal Yisrael's names. Kushiyon v'halo Yisrael Shemon aren't to be called Yisrael. Elam Kushiyim Mishne Be'Oyrei Af Yisrael Mishne Be'Maseihem Be'Kol Umay. So to Klal Yisrael, we have such different actions than all the other nations of the world. We have such Ma'isim Tovim. And Amr of Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amr of Yoinasan, my disciple, what's the meaning of the pasuk? Nuum David ben Yishai v'nuum Agever Hukam Ol. It says that David HaMelech was Hukam Ol. What does it mean that he was Hukam Ol? Says the Gemara, it's Nuum David ben Yishai. These are the words of David ben Yishai. Shehukam Ol means Shehikam Ula Shal Tshuva. That he raised and established the Ula Shal Tshuva, the idea of doing Tshuva. When David HaMelech himself did Tshuva, so he served as the president for other people to then do tshuva as well. Amar Elokei Yisrael li diber tzur Yisrael Maisha ba'adam tzadik Maisha yiras aleikim. So what's the meaning of this pasuk? Maika Amar, what does the pasuk mean? Amar Aviyavayu hachik Amar. This is what the pasuk means. That Amar, David HaMelech said that Elokei Yisrael li diber tzur Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to me, Ani Maisha ba'adam. That Maisha ba'adam, that I'm the one who rules over man. Umi Maisha be, so who rules over me? And on that the pasuk continues, tzadik Maisha yiras aleikim. Him. That it's the tzaddik Kaviyachol rules over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shani Geizer Gzeiro Umevatla. I'm able, says Hashem, I'm able to make a Gzeiro, and the tzaddik's able to go and be Mevatl the Gzeiro. Continuing these psukim by David HaMelech, the pasuk says, Eila Shemayis HaGiboyrim Asher LeDavid Yoshev V'Sheves V'Goymer. It says these are the words, literally, HaGiboyrim Asher LeDavid. It sounds like these are the names of the warriors of David HaMelech. But then the pasuk goes on to say different words that don't really sound like names. Yoshev V'Sheves, that doesn't sound like a name. Tachmaini, that doesn't sound like a regular name. So says the Gemara, Ma'ika Amar, these don't really sound like names. So what does the pasuk mean? This is what the pasuk means. The pasuk is not describing the names of the generals of the warriors of David. Rather, ve'ela shemais gibraisav shal David. These are the names of the great traits of David HaMelech. The pasuk is listing traits of David HaMelech. Number one, that he was yoshev b'sheves. What does it mean that he was yoshev b'sheves? That he sat. He sat in a low place. That b'shah shahaya yoshev b'yeshiva. When David HaMelech was sitting in yeshiva, lahaya yoshev al gabi karim uksasais. He didn't sit on fancy pillows and sheets to make it nice and soft. Elo nach nafshe, elo al gabe karka. Rather, he sat on the ground. The kol kama dava rabbi ira ha-ya'ari kayim. So long as his rabbi ira ha-ya'ari was still alive, have a masni hu l'rabbanan al gabe karim uksaseis. So David HaMelech's rabbi ira ha-ya'ari had the practice to sit on the comfortable chair, to sit al gabe karim uksaseis. And ki nach nafshe, when he died, have a masni David l'rabbanan. So David HaMelech took over this year, and David HaMelech would teach the Rabbanan, and even though the normal thing would be for David HaMelech to then take over the comfy chair, says the Gemara, no, he acted with tremendous anivus, and he sat on the ground. So Amru Leisiv Marakar Muksasis, they said to David HaMelech, sit on the comfy chair, and like Kibla Lei, he wouldn't take it, he wouldn't accept it. So that's what it means, Yoshev B'Sheves. The pasuk goes on to say, Tachkamayni, that he had this other trait of Tachkamayni, what does that mean? Amar Rav explained that Amar Leia Kadosh Baruch Hu. Akadosh Baruch Hu said to David HaMelech, Hayo v'yishpal ta'atzmecha. Since you lower yourself, you act with such a nivus, tehei kimayni. So tech kimayni means tehei kimayni, it means you'll be like me. What does it mean you will be like me? Says the Gemara, shani goyzer gzeira v'atem evatlo. I'll be able to be goyzer gzeira, and you have the kayach to undo the gzeira. The pasuk then describes David HaMelech as being the Reish HaShalishim, the head of the three, which means, says the Gemara, Tehei Reish HaShalishis Avos, that he's, so to speak, head of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, the head of the three Avos in Gan Eden. Hu Adina Ha'etzani, what does it mean, Hu Adina Ha'etzani? Says the Gemara, Kishahaya Yoshev Va'isik Ba'Teira, when David HaMelech would sit and be Isaac in Teira, Haya Ma'adin Atzmai Ketailas. So he would bend himself over like a worm, like a worm. U'bishasha Yaitse L'melchama, yet when he would go out to war, Haya Maksha Atzmai Ketz, he would harden himself like a piece of wood. And that's what it's describing about David HaMelech. And then the pasuk says, "Al shmeina mea yischalo." For 800, he killed 800 people at a time. That bepam achas, he killed 800 people at a time. Shayezayri kreitz umapil shmeina mea yischalo bepam achas. He used to throw his arrow, and that arrow was able to kill 800 people all at one time. So you would think David HaMelech would be extremely excited about this, that he was killing 800 at one time. Says the Gemara, no. And he felt bad about the other 200. Meaning he understood that really his darga, he had the capability of killing 1,000, and he was doing less than he was capable of doing. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, that how can one chase 1,000? That when Klai Yisrael is doing the right things, so we have this kayaf that one person is able to chase 1,000 enemies. So David HaMelech realized the fact that his arrow was only killing 800, that 200 were being taken away from him. Yatus Abaskel v'Amra, Abaskel came out and explained to him that yes, he was right, 200 were being taken away from him, Rak b'dvar Uri Achiti. It was being taken away from him because of that which he did to Uri Achiti, that's why he wasn't Zeicha to get the other 200.